Perek Yud Tes, the Deir Chilkei HaChasidus, explaining the divisions of Chasidus of piety. Chilkei HaChasidus HaRoshim, the main categories of Chasidus, Shlosh are three. HaRishon B'maisa, the first is in a person's actions. HaShini, the second is Be'ofen HaAsiyah, in the way in which a person does his actions. HaShlishi, and the third is B'Kavona, on the person's intentions. HaChilkei HaRishon B'maisa, the first section is about a person's actions. Af hu yischalik l'shnei chalakim, and within a person's actions, there are two divisions. Ha'echad b'meh shebein adam l'makom, are things between a person and his creator, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hasheni, and the second is b'meh shebein adam l'chaveru, things between a person and his friend. Ha'chelek harishon shabarishon, the first category of the first division is, hu b'meisa shebein adam l'makom, are the actions between a person and his creator, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'inyono, and the matter is, Kiyum kol ha-mitzvos b'cholek dikdukim shebahem, is keeping all of the mitzvos with all of their details, ad mekom shiyar ha-adam magas, as far as the person can possibly accomplish. Ve'elehem shekrom chacham l'zichron al-bracha, shiyari mitzvah. And this is what Chazal referred to as shiyari mitzvah, even the last remnants of every mitzvah. Ve'amru and Chazal say in the Gemara in Sukkah, shiyari mitzvah ma'akvim es ha-paronos, that keeping these last remnants, these last sections of the mitzvahs, they hold back any punishments. Ki'afal pi sheguf ha-mitzvah nishlum zulosim, even though the mitzvah itself is accomplished without them, and a person has accomplished his obligation, this is for the general masses of Klal Yisrael. Acha chasidim, but for the pious individuals, they have to increase their level of completion, and not to limit them at all. Hachelech Hasheni, the second category, Shavarishon, that was in the first division, hu b'mesh shebein adam l'chaveru, is a person in relation to his friend. V'inyano, and the idea behind it is, godol ha'atova sheyiyi ha'odom la'olam meitiv labrios, v'lo meire olahem. The great goodness that a person should always be good to other people and not to ever do bad to them. V'zeh, and this is, baguf, in his body, ba'momon, with his money, u'banefesh, and with his nefesh. Baguf, with his body, sheyiyi mishtadal la'azor kol odom, that a person should always try to help others, v'mesh ha'yuchol, and whatever he can, and he should lessen their burden from among them. And this is what we learned in Perkei Avos, the nosei ba'ol im chaveru, to bear the burden along with your friend. And if your friend will have some damage happen to his body, and you're able to prevent it or to remove it, you should work hard to be able to try to do that. But Momon, with his money, Lasayo, to help him out, Kasher Tase Yodo, whenever you have the ability, Vilumnom Menom Hanezokim, and to withhold any damages from him, Bechomash Yuchol, in any way that you can, Bechoshekin Sheyarchik Hu Komini Nezokim, and all the more so that you should try to distance any damagers, Sheyachon Lovo Mechamoso, that can come possibly from you, Bein Leyochid Bein Rabin, whether to an individual or to many people. Vafilu Sha'ato Meyod Ein Hezekim Motsu, even though right now, the damage that it could possibly bring is not common. Since it's a possibility through your actions, maybe some damage might come about it. Yisirim, you should remove it, v'yavirim, and you should pass it over. And Chazal say in Perkei Avos, the money of your friend should be precious to you as if it was your own. The nefesh, regarding his nefesh, you should try your hardest to uplift your friend and give him spiritual pleasure as much as you possibly can. Whether it's regarding giving him honor, or any other matter, anything that you know that if you would do it for your friend, he'll have a pleasure from it. It's a mitzvah for somebody who has this midah of chasidus, of piety, to do that. And all the more so that you shouldn't put him in pain, in any type of form of pain at all, whatever matter it may be. And the general rule of all of this is gemilos chasodim, that Chazal have already gone to great lengths to discuss b'shivcha in its praise and how our obligation is in it. And included in this is Redifas HaShalom, to run after peace, Shuha HaTova HaKlolis, Bein Kol Adam L'Chaviro, which is the general goodness between any man and his friend. In now I'll bring you proofs, and all of these things from Chazal, even though these things are obvious, and they don't really need a proof. In Perek Bnei Ha'ir, Amru in Gemar Megillah, Sholu Talmidim es Rabbi Zakkai. The Talmidim of Rabbi Zakkai asked him, the Meharachta Yomim, how do you have such, how are you zochet to such a long life? Amalehem, he said to them, Miyomai lo ishtanti besoch ara amos shel tefillah. In my whole life, I never relieved myself within four amos of davening. Velo kinisi shem l'chaveirai, and I never gave a nickname to my friends. Velo bitalti kiddush hayom, and I never refrained from doing kiddush. Ima zakeno haisali, I had an elderly mother. Pamachas mochra kippa shabarosha ve'avil di kiddush hayom. One time, she even sold her head covering to be able to provide me with kiddush. You see from this, mina chasidus, from this midah of piety, b'meshenagela dikduke mitzvos, regarding being exact and doing mitzvos. Kichvar poter hoya min adin mehavaz yayin lekiddush. He was definitely exempt from the halacha of having to bring wine for kiddush. Came into the hoyelo because he didn't have any. Acha haizat shricha imo limko kippa shabrosha, until the extent that his mother needed to sell the covering for her head. Omnam. However, memidas chasidus hoya osakin. He did it because of midas chasidus, for this midah of piety. And that which is regarding the honor of his friend, that he didn't give his friend the nickname, even if it wasn't a denigrating name. As Tosus himself explains there. And Rav Huna also used to tie a string around his garment, because he sold his belt in order to buy wine for a kiddush. Ocham, and furthermore, the Gemara there says, Shalos Samida bes Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua, the Talmidim asked the Rebbe, Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua, v'meharach toyomim, how are you zochet to a long life? Amalahem, he told them, miyomai lo asisa kapindari leves hakneses. My whole life, I never used a shul, a beis hakneses, as a shortcut to get somewhere. Lo pasati aroshik am kodesh, and I never walked over the Talmidim to try to get past them to where I needed to go. This is chasidus regarding the honor of a beis hakneses, and regarding honoring other people. They shouldn't just walk over where they're sitting. That it shouldn't be seen as if you're denigrating them. Furthermore, it says there, the Talmidim of Rabbi Prida asked him, how do you have such a long life? In my whole life, nobody preceded me to the Beis Medrash. And I didn't give a bracha before a Kohen. And I didn't eat from an animal before the Matnos Kohuno were given. And furthermore, the one that says there, Rabbi Nechunya's Talmidim asked him, how do you have such a long life? In my whole life, I never became honored in the downfall, in the disgrace of my friends. Lo also amitasi killas chaverai, and the curse of my friend never came upon my bed. Umefarish hasam, and it explains over there, Yehoda Rav Huna dori mora akaspe, and that Rav Huna would take a shovel on his shoulders. Also Rav Chana bar Chaniloi v'kadori minei, and Rav Chana bar Chaniloi would come and take it from him. Amalei, and he said to him, Iragilas doris b'masach drei. If you normally do this in your own city, then you could take it from me. Be low, but if not, for me to be honored by your denigration, that I don't want. Hare lonu, behold, we have in front of us, even though the implication of in the disgrace of your friend, who it implies, is when somebody intentionally tries to disgrace his friend in order for that to increase his own honor. For pious people, they don't want to get any honor. Even if his friend is coming and he wants to do that for him, if in effect it'll be a disgrace for his friend. And Rabbi Zera says also in the Gemara there, my whole life I was never very strict upon things, and I never stepped before somebody who was greater than me. And I never thought things of Torah in dirty areas. And I didn't walk 4 amos without Torah and without tefillin. I never slept in the Beis Medrash. Lo shnas keva v'lo shnas arai. Not a permanent sleep and not even a temporary sleep. V'lo sasti b'sakolas chaveri. And I never became happy with the downfall of my friends. V'lo karasi l'chaveri b'chanichoso. And I never called any of my friends in their nicknames. Harei l'chamaisi ha-chasidos mikol ha-drochim shezachana l'mayla. So you see before you, all these are venues of piety, of chasidos, in all the ways that we've mentioned before. V'amro od, zechorna l'brochim, Chazal say also in Bava Kama, Amr Vihuda, Vihuda says, Hai man the boy lemehevi chasida, somebody who wants to be a chasid, a pious individual, lakayim mili the brachos. He should uphold the halachos of brachos. Vizel lemashe beino levinkono. And this is in regard to a person between him and his creator. V'ar mila lakayim mili the nezokin. And another opinion says that you should uphold the halachos of nezikin, of damages. Vizel lemashe beino levinkavero. And this is between a person and his friend. V'ar mila, and some say, lakayim mili the avos. To fulfill the words of Pirkei Avos, Shesham nechlolim inyonim mikol achalakim, because there it includes aspects from both divisions. V'hine gmilas chasodim hu ikar gadol l'chasid. Behold, gmilas chasodim, acts of loving kindness, hu ikar gadol l'chasid, is a main principle for somebody who wants to be a chasid, to be pious. Ki chasidos atzum nigzer mechesed, because chasidos comes from the mida of chesed, of kindness. V'om rizukran lebrachem, Chazal say in Pirkei Avos, on 3 things the world stands, and one of the 3 is acts of loving kindness. So too Chazal counted in the Mishnah in Peah, that these are the things that a person eats from their fruits in this world, and the main principle of it, of the reward, is in Olam Haba. And further Chazal say in the Gemara in Sota, Torah Rabbi Simlai, Rabbi Simlai darshan, Torah tchilasa gemilas chasadim, besovu gemilas chasadim. The Torah starts with acts of chesed, and it ends with acts of chesed. V'amru od, and furthermore, the Gemara in Yavama says, Dorash Rava Rava Darshan, kol mi sheyesh bo shlosh midos halalu, biyadua shu mizar shel Avram Avinu. If anybody has these 3 midos, it is known that he's of the children of Avram Avinu. Rachman uvayshin v'gomal chesedim. He has mercy, he's embarrassed, and he does chesed. V'amru, furthermore, Chazal say in Sukkah, Amr v'yalazar, gedolag minas chesedim yosem minas tzedakah. Rabbi Lozer says that Gemilas Chasadim is greater than Tzedakah, than giving charity. Shinam by the Pasuk in Hosea says, Ziru lachem Tzedakah kitzru lefi chasid. That you plant Tzedakah with Tzedakah of charity, and you will reap harvest according to the chesed. So the chesed is the harvest. But Amru Odin, furthermore, Chazal say there in the Gemara, Bishlosh advarim gedola Gemilas Chasadim min Tzedakah. In 3 ways, Gemilas Chasadim, acts of loving kindness, is greater than charity. Charity is with your money, and acts of chesed are with your body. Charity is for poor people. Acts of kindness you could do towards poor people and rich people. Charity is given for life people. Acts of kindness and chesed can be done for people who are alive or people who are dead. For Amru Odin, furthermore, Chazal say in the Gemara and Shabbos, that Hashem will give you mercy and have mercy upon you. And they darshan, kol amarachim ala brios, mirachamin olav minoshamayim. That somebody has mercy on other people, Hashem will have rachamim on him. Vizeh poshet, and this is obvious, ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu modid midah k'neged midah, that Hashem judges measure for measure. Umishim mirachim v'osa chesed im habrios, and if somebody who has mercy and does acts of kindness with other people, gam hu bedino irachamuhu v'yimchal lo abanoso v'chesed. So to him, when he is judged, he will be judged with mercy, and he will be forgiven for all of his sins in kindness. Shari mechila zo dinhu, because this forgiveness is the right judgment for him. Kevin shehi mida k'negi midaso, because this is measure for measure for what he had done himself. V'umach omri zichron lebrochan, this is what Chazal say in Gemara Rosh Hashanah, l'mino se avon, for who does Hashem forgo a sin? L'mi she over al pesha, for somebody who oversees the bad things that were done to him. But if somebody doesn't want to overcome his own midos, or he doesn't want to bestow kindness or do acts of chesed for somebody else, hine hadin nosin, the judgment would be shegam imo lo yasu el shuras hadin, that also to him it will only be done on a very strict judgment. Re'eato, you should see now, mi hu ze ve'eze hu, who is this type of person sheyuchal lamod yom kadosh baruch hu ose imo shuras hadin. Who would be able to stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu if he's going to do exacting judgment upon him? David HaMelech mispalav omer, David HaMelech davin in Tehillim and said, Ba'al tovo b'mishpatas avdecha, don't come to your servant with judgment. Because not one living individual will be able to be righteous in front of you. Amnam ha'osa chesed, but somebody who does kindness, yikava chesed, he will get kindness. Uchachom ma'ashe yarbel la'asos, and as much as a person will do, kach yarbel la'kavel, that's how much he will receive. But David ha'im ishala b'midoso zos ha'tova, and David HaMelech praised his own midah that he had this, she'afilu l'sonav ha'im ishtad al-lehidid, that even for his enemies, he worked hard to do good for them. And that's what it says in the pasuk. Also, tell him, "Bani b'chalosim levushi sak." And I, when they are ill, wear my sackcloth. Inase b'zom nafshi, and I put my soul into a fast. The Omer, and also it says, "Tell him, im gomalti shol mira." And David asked forgiveness if he had done wrong to people who had wronged him. And included in this is shlo letzer l'shum bria afilu balei chayim, that you shouldn't cause pain to any creation, even different animals. Olarachim v'lochos aleim, and to have pity and mercy upon them. V'chein ha'omer, so to us says a mishle, yodea tzadik nevesh behemto, that a tzadik knows the soul of his animal. V'chvayesh shesovrim, and there are opinions who hold in Gemara and Shabbos, tzar b'alechayim deraisa, that inflicting pain upon an animal is an issa deraisa. Al kopanim derabanan, and nonetheless, at least, it's derabanan. Kol esho dover, the rule of the matter is, harachmonos v'ha'atava, tzorech sheti yetkua b'leiv ha'chazil olam. Mercy and goodness should be ingrained in the heart of somebody who wants to be a chassid, to be pious, always. V'siyeh magamato tamid la'asos, and his intention should always be to provide a koras ruach labrios, a pleasure for people, v'lo ligrol nahem shum tzar, and not to cause any pain upon other people. Hachelek ha'sheni min ha'chassidus, hu b'ofen ha'asiyah. The second part of chassidus, of piety, is in the way in which a person does his actions. And this also has two aspects to it. Under those two categories are much more details. The two main categories are hayira v'ha'ava, fear and love. These are the two pillars of the true avodas Hashem. That without them, you wouldn't be able to do it at all. Bechlal ha'ira, included in fear of Hashem, yesh, there is ha'achnom b'lefalim v'yiz baruch, that a person has to have humility before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ha'boshes b'krov el avodoso, and to be embarrassed when he comes to do avodos Hashem, v'ha'kovet ha'nasa el mitzvosov el shmo yiz baruch v'el toroso, and honoring the mitzvos, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem's Torah. V'chlal ha'ava, and included in love, ha'simcha, is feeling happiness, ha'dveikos, connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ve'akino, and being zealous for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now we will explain each one independently. Hine, behold, ikar hayira hiyiras harumus. The main aspect of fearing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is fearing His exaltedness. Shetzarech ha'odum lachshov, ba'odum is palo, that a person needs to think when he's davening, o'os a mitzvah, or when he's doing a mitzvah, ki lifnei melech machi amlochim hum is palo, o'os amayzahu, that he's before the King of all kings when he is davening or he is doing that action. V'umash his here Tana, and this is what the Tana warns us about in the Gemara and Brachos, uchshatam is palo, dalif nemiatam is palo, that when you're davening, you have to realize who you're davening before. V'hine shlusha dvorim tzorech sheyistakel ha'odam v'yizbonin heitev. There are three things that a person has to look into and think about well, k'vei sheyagia el zos hayira, in order to accomplish this level of fear. Ha'echad, the first is, shu omid mamish lefnei habori is baruch shmo, that he is literally standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'nose v'nose nimo, and he is dealing back and forth with him. Ava pi she'ein eino shel odom ru'ohu, even though the eyes of a person doesn't actually see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'sira ki zehu ayosar kosher she'etzitari b'leif ha'odom, tzir amiti, and you will see that this is extremely difficult for a person to imagine in his mind a true image. Yan ein achosh ozel ezeklal, when the senses can't aid a person in this at all. Omnam, however, mishihu bal seichel nochon, somebody who has the proper intellect, then ma'at his bonerus, with just a little bit of contemplation, besimas lev, and paying attention to it, yuchol likbo b'libo amitas hadavar, he can establish in his heart the truth of the matter. Eichu bo v'nosei v'nosei mamashim o'yizborach, how he is coming and actually dealing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, olufanof u'mizchanan, and before HaKadosh Baruch Hu is who you're pleading in front of. U'me'ito hu mevakesh, and from Hashem you are requesting something. Who is Baruch Shmo Ma'azin Lo, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is listening to you, Makshev L'Dvarav, and paying attention to what you're saying. Kasher Yedaber Ich Al Re'u, just like a person would speak to his friend, V'Re'u Makshev V'Shomei Elav, and your friend pays attention to what you're saying and listens to you. And once a person ingrains this into his mind, then a person has to contemplate the exaltedness and the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he is exalted and uplifted above all prosperity and praise, and of all perfection that our thoughts can possibly imagine and understand. Also, a person has to think about the lowliness of a person and his lackingness according to his physicality and his coarseness. All the more so according to the sins that he has sinned during his lifetime. Because through all these, it's impossible not to have his heart tremble, and not to shake when you're speaking your words, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're mentioning his name, and you're trying to find his appeasement. This is what the Pasuk in Tehillim says, you have to serve Hashem with fear and rejoice with trembling. And the Pasuk also in Tehillim says, Kel Narot Besod Kedoshim Rabba Venor Al Kol Sivivav, the God who is strong amongst all the holy beings, and he is feared amongst everything around him. Ki Malachim Li Yosem Yosar Krovam Elav Yisbarach, because the Malachim, being that they're so much closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mibnei HaGuf HaChomri, over a physical man, so it's much easier for them to envision and to perceive the praise of and the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, the fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on them even more so, more than which is on human beings. David HaMelech would praise and say in Tehillim, I will bow down in the Hegel in your fear. Uchziv in the Pasuk of Malachi says, and before my name, he trembles. And the Pasuk in Ezra says, my God, I am embarrassed and humiliated to lift my face to you. However, this fear, it has to strengthen itself in one's heart, originally. And only afterwards will you see its actions in a person's body. Halohema, and these are kovet harosh v'hayishachavaya, a heavy head and bowing down, shiflos ha'inayim, lowly eyes, uchvivas ha'yodayim, and bent over hands, ke'evet katan lefnei melech rab, like a low servant before a great king. V'chein omra b'gemara, so to the Gemara in Shabbos says, rova char yodei umatzlei, he would fold his hands during davening and say, omar, he would say, I'm like a servant before his master. So until now we have spoken about humility and embarrassment. Now we will speak about the ideas of honor. The honor of a mitzvah and its importance. Chazal already warned us about. And they said, he's not the fun of mitzvahs. This is our God, and we have to glorify Him. We have to beautify before Him with the mitzvos. Tzitzis noah, you should have nice tzitzis. Tfilin noah, nice tfilin. Sefer Torah noah, make a beautiful Sefer Torah. Lulav noah, have a beautiful lulav. V'chein amru, so too, Chazal sailing war of Kama, hider mitzvah ad shlish, that a person should expend to make a more beautiful mitzvah up until a third more than its value. Ad kan mishalo, mikan ve'ilach mishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Up until that, he has to pay from his own. After that, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Harei das sifso sehem zichrono lebracha borer meleilu. So the idea of what Chazal are trying to teach us is very clear. She'ein dai ba'asos ha-mitzvah levad. It's not enough just to do the mitzvah. Ela shetzorech lechabdo ulahadro. A person has to honor it and make it more beautiful. Ulahotzi mimi shelohokel alatzmo. And this is to the exclusion of somebody who wants to make his job more easy. Yomer, and he will say, enak havod el levneo, odom ha-mispasim ba-habolim eilu. That honor is for people who get themselves involved in nothingness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu eino choshesh le'aseh. Hashem doesn't care about this. Ki hu merom midvarim me'ahileh v'nizka mehem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above and beyond any of these things. V'chemin she'ha mitzvah nasis na'amitah. And once the mitzvah is done appropriately, die b'zeh. That's sufficient. Omnam ham emesu, but the truth is, Shea Odom Baruch Hu Nikra Kel HaKavod. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is called in Tehillim Kel HaKavod, the God of honor. Vanu Chayivim Lechabdo, and we have to honor him. Ava Bisha Eino Tzorech Lechvodeno, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need our honoring him, look, Vodeno Choshev Vesofen Lefanav, and our honoring him is not even considered anything before him. And somebody who minimizes this in a case where he was able to increase the level of kavod, eno elachote, he is called a sinner. And this is what the Navi Malachi complains against Klal Yisrael in the name of Hashem, as it says in Malachi, v'chisagishun iver lizboach, when you bring a blind animal as a korban, ein ra, is that not bad? Hakreveyon alafechasecha. If you would bring that as an offering to your governor, would he want that? Would he accept that from you? Chazal told us to conduct ourselves in the opposite when it comes to Avodas Hashem. Chazal say in the Gemara in Sukkah, in terms of water that was left open, there might be poison in it, you shouldn't just filter it out with a filter. Mitam, because of the reason, Emor da Amri lehedyot legevoa mika amar. You could do such a thing for regular people, you could filter it out. But for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for Avodas Hashem, leis lehakriven lefechasecha, wouldn't we say this pasuk of, would you bring this as an offering before a governor? Re'eino mahachisaron yesh b'mayim shenistanenu. What's lacking in water that was filtered? Uchvar mutarim heim lehedyot. A regular person can drink it, it's clean, it's safe. Va'afilu hachi asurim heim legevoa mishum she'eino derech kavod. It's still aser for a korban because it's not a kavodika thing. Va'omra o b'sifri, and the sifri says, b'chol nivchar nidreichem, all the choice of your nethers. The hainu, shalo yavi ala min ha-muvchar, they have to bring up the choicest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uchvar matonu kain v'hevel, we already find the story of Kain and Hevel. Hevel hevi mi b'chorot sonu mechalbehem. Hevel brought from the firstborn of his flocks and from the best of them. V'kain min ha-psolos mi pri ha-adama. And Kain brought from the worst, the lowest quality of things that grew from the ground. Kifirushim zechron lebracha, like Chazal say in the Medrash, Uma ola behem. And what came out from that story? Vayisha Hashem el Hevel ve'el Menchoso. Hashem turned to Hevel and to his offering. Ve'el Kain ve'el Menchoso losha. And to Kain and to his offering, Hashem didn't turn to. Ve'omer, and it says in the Pasuk of Malachi, Va'or nochel, cursed is a person who plots. Ve'yesh be'edro zachar, and in his flock he has a male. Ve'noder ve'zoveach moshchos la'Hashem. And he donates and he shechts an abomination to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki melech gadol ani, because I'm a great king. Rechama devarim his harunu zichrono lebracha, and how many things did Chazal warn us about, shlo yiyu mitzvahs v'zuyos eleinu, that mitzvahs shouldn't be disgraceful upon us. Rechvar omru, and Chazal say in Megillah, kol ha'ochi sefer Torah arum, anybody who holds a sefer Torah uncovered, nikbar arum, is buried uncovered, im nebizu ya mitzvah, because he has disgraced the mitzvah. V'seder ha'alos bikurim yiyye lanu le'inayim, and the way in which you bring Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash will be for us an eye-opener. Liros mahu hiduran shal mitzvos, to see what is a way of glorifying mitzvos. Shekach shaninu, this is what we learned in the Mishnah in Bikurim. Hashor holich lefneim, an ox will go before them. Okronav mitzupa zov, with his horns plated with gold. Vateres shal zayas berosho, and a crown of olive branches over its head. Udsham, and furthermore it says there, Hashirim mevi'im bikureyem, that the rich people will bring their bikurim beklosar shel zohav, in baskets made of gold. V'haniyim b'salei netzarim, and the poor people will bring it in baskets made of a weave. Ocham, and more it says there, sholosh midos b'bikurim, there are three ways to bring bikurim. Bikurim, there's the bikurim itself, to tosefet bikurim, to add to the bikurim, v'itu bikurim, and to crown the bikurim. Harei lano behedi, we see clearly, kama roi lano lehosef al gufa shel mitzvah kedei lehadra, how much a person should add to the mitzvah itself in order to glorify it. When we can nilva the whole shar mitzvah shel Torah, and from here we can learn and apply it to all other mitzvahs of the Torah. For Amr and Chazal say in the Gemara on Shabbos, Rova Rami Puzmiki Umatzli. Rova will put on a chash of a garment and then he would daven. Omar, he said, he kol nikras elokecha Yisrael. You have to prepare when you come to greet your God, Klal Yisrael. Od Omar was in a zichron lebracha. Furthermore, Chazal say in the Medrash Rabbah in Breishis, On the pasuk that says, "Big day Esav beno hagadol hachamudos," the clothing of Esav, her older son, that were desired. Am Reb Shimon Gamliel. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, "Ani shimashti as abba bevgadim eluchlochim. I serve my father in dirty clothing. Aval Esav, but Esav, kishahaya meshamish as avid, when he would go to serve his father, v'haya meshamish ala bevigdei malchus, he would put on clothing of royalty. V'hine im king levas avidam, and if this is how you have to act towards a person of flesh and blood, kavachomer lemelech malchei hamlochim hakadosh baruch hu, all the more so for the king of all kings, hakadosh baruch hu. She'aomi lefan of the hispala, that if somebody comes before hakadosh baruch hu to daven, roi hu shi'ilbash bevigdei kavod, it's proper for him to wear honorable clothing. V'yesha lefan of kimi shi'yosha lefnei melech gadol, and to sit before hakadosh baruch hu as if somebody would be sitting in front of the great king. V'hine v'chal zeh yesh kibud hashavosus v'yom tovim. Included in this is also honoring Shabbos and Yontif. Shekol hamarbe lechabdam, anybody who increases their honor, vadei ose nachas ruach yotzu, he's definitely doing something pleasing for his creator. Shekein tzivanu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us through the Navi Yeshaya, v'chibarito, that we have to honor Shabbos and Yontif. Dechemet shekvar his ames bonu shekibudo mitzvah, and now that we know that honoring Shabbos and Yontif is a mitzvah, hine mini hakibud rabim, there are many variant types of honoring. Achaklol hu, but the rule is shekol ma'ase shebo nira chashivos l'Shabbos, that every action you do for it is showing an importance to Shabbos. Shricha manu la'asoso, that's what we need to do. Al kein hayu achachamim harishonim oskim ba'achanos Shabbos ish ish lefi darko, and that's why the achachamim used to get themselves involved to prepare for Shabbos, each person according to what he would be able to do. Like the one Shabbos says, Rabbi Avohu hayu Yosef atachtaka deshina. And Rabbi Avohu would sit on a stool made of ivory, and he would fan the fire. Rav Safra Macharech Reisha, Rav Safra would burn the heads of the animal that he would eat for Shabbos. Rav Amalach Shibuta, Rav would salt the fish. Rav Huna Madlik Shraga, Rav Huna would light the candles. Rav Papa Gadol Psilta, and Rav Papa would get the wicks ready. Rav Chista Parim Silka, Rav Chista would cut the vegetables. Rav of Rav Yosef Metzalchu Tzivi, Rav and Rav Yosef would cut the wood. Rav Nachum Mechatef, Ba'ayol, Mechatif, and Nafik, Rav Nachum would put things on his shoulder and bring them in, and put things on his shoulder and bring them out. Omer, and they said, Ilu Makanali Rabbi Ami, Ravasi, Milo Mechatfina Kamayu. Rav Nachum said, if Rabbi and Ravasi would come to visit me, wouldn't I do all this schlepping and bring things around? The Sira Hakecho Shor Rav Nachman, and we should see what the connection that Rav Nachum made. Sheesh Lonu Mimenu Makom Limut, that we can learn something from that. Because he thought about what he would do to honor somebody that he wanted to honor, a person. And that honor that he would have done for a person, he did for Shabbos. And on this it says in the Gemara Brachos, a person should always have wisdom with their Yiras Hashem. To know ulizbone and to contemplate dover mito dover, something to learn out from another. And to come up with new ways of making a pleasure for his creator. In all the ways that a person can show, when we recognize the great exaltedness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu upon us. And therefore, anything that we connect to him will be done in a greater, honorable way upon us. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his great goodness and our loneliness, he wanted in his humility to give off honor unto us, and to give us his holy words. At least we should honor it with all of our strength. And we should honor them. And we should see the importance that they have to us. And you will see that this is the true fear, and this is fearing Hashem's exaltedness that we mentioned before. That on that is dependent what kavod is, what honoring Hashem is. Which brings a person towards loving Hashem, like we will write about further with the help of Hashem. As opposed to fearing punishment, that's not the main fear that a person should have. And all these great attributes don't come from that type of fear. The Nachzorling on Shabbos. And now we'll return to the matter of Shabbos. Hine Amr the Gemara on Shabbos says, Rav Anon Lovesh Gunda. Rav Anon would wear a Gunda, which is Shahaya Lovesh Beged Shachar, the Erev Shabbos. He would specifically wear a black garment on Erev Shabbos. So that it'll be more recognizable, his honoring Shabbos, when on Shabbos he would wear much more important and nice clothing. Nimtza, shalod levad ha'achana l'Shabbos hu mechlal kibud. And we see from this that not only the preparation for Shabbos is included in honoring Shabbos, alafilu ha'heder, even that which a person detracts from his normal weekdays, shows honor for Shabbos. Shemikocha yibachin yosef metzias ha'kibud, that through the lacking of kavod for himself during the week, it will be much more clear that he's being mechabed Shabbos. Gam hu mechlal mitzvah, and that is included also in the mitzvah. V'chein asur sotu chazal atzer, and this is where Gittin says, likbo asuda be'erev Shabbos, to make a big meal on Erev Shabbos, min nekav Erev Shabbos, in order to be able to honor Shabbos better. V'chein kol tukyotzer v'zeh, and so too anything that is in similar fashion to this. V'chal ha'yira od, kibur ha'torah v'lomdeh, and included in yira, furthermore, is honoring Torah and the people who learn Torah. V'behed yoshininu, and straight out, the mission in Pirkei Avos says, kol mechabed es ha'torah gufo mechubed al brios. Anybody who honors Torah, his body will be honored by other people. The Amru Zechron Lebracha and Chazal say in the Gemara and Sanhedrin, on Rabbi Yochanan says, Mimnei Maz Zocha Achav the Malchus Esri Mishtaim Shana, because of what was Achav Zocha to be the Melech for 22 years. Vishe Kibir Es HaTorah Shenitna Besri Mishtaim Osios, because he honored Torah which was given over with 22 letters. Shenemar, as the Pasuk in Malachim says, V'yishlech Malachim El Achav, that he sent messengers to Achav, that whatever they desired, they looked at, they could take. And he said to the messengers of Ben Hadar, Imra Adoni Hamelech, say to my master the king, everything that you sent to your servant originally, as I will do. But this thing I can't do. My machmad enecho, what's the desire of your eyes? Lav Sefer Torah, isn't it the Sefer Torah? He would go from one place to another. He wouldn't put it in a sackcloth, and put it on the donkey and ride on it. He would put the Sefer Torah in his lap and ride like that. And furthermore, the Gemara Moikatan says, it says you shouldn't sit on a bed that the Sefer Torah is on. The Gemara in Erevin says, Ein zorken kisei hakodesh v'afilu halachos v'agodos. You shouldn't toss around kisei hakodesh, holy writings, even if it's just halachos and agodos. V'asru, furthermore, the Gemara Megillah says it's asru l'haniach nevi'im k'suvim agave chumashim, that you're not allowed to put even a navi or a k'suvim on top of a chumash. Hein elu dvarim sh'asru chavuenu zirchoron lebracha. These are things that Chazal asru l'chola d'asrol for everybody in Klai Yisrael. V'achosu yesh l'lilmo me'ele ol'hosef aleim. And a chassid, a pious individual, should learn from this and increase upon it multiple times. In the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Included in this is the proper cleanliness and purity that a person needs to be able to learn Torah. That a person shouldn't delve into Torah even in thought, in places that are dirty. And not with hands that are not clean. And Chazal had already gone at length lahazir al zeb in mekomos rabin to warn a person about this in many places. Uvinyan lomde Torah, and regarding people who learn Torah, hine mikra kosov, the pasuk says in Vayikra, mimnei sev atakum mehadarta bnei zokin. Before somebody who is satiated, you should stand up and you should honor a person who is a zokin. And for that we learn the chol minei kibud, for all aspects of honor, whatever a person is able to do, a person surely should do it if he's a chassid, if he's somebody who is pious. Chazal said in the Gemara in Ksubis, those who fear Hashem will be honored. This is referring to Yehoshaphat, the king of Yehuda, when he would see a Talmid Chacham, he would stand up from his chair, and he'd give him a hug, and he'd give him a kiss. And he would say to him, Rabbi, Rabbi, Mori, Mori, my teacher, my master. The Rabbi Zera in the Gemara in Brachos, when he was weak from his learning, he would place himself by the doorway of the Beis HaMedrash, lasos mitzvah, in order to do a mitzvah, in order just to stand before the Talmidei Chachamim who came by. All these things are things that we already know and we see that these are what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. The Gila Daito Ha'Elyon Bazen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed to us his intention in this. The Kevin Chicken, and that being so, Mia Isha Chavitz Lazos Nachas Rilzioto, the person who would want and desires to give pleasure to his creator, Hine Baderach Zeyelich, in this way, that's the way he'll go. For Yosef Lekach Besach Velosov, and he'll add ways to his plans and strategies of how to do it, for Lazos Hayashal Lefon of Yisborach, and to do what is straight and just before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And also included in this is honoring a Beis HaKnesses, a shul, a Beis HaMedrash, and a place of learning. It's not enough that a person shouldn't be lightheaded and jovial in these places. But a person should accustom himself with all types of honor and fearing them. In all of his actions, and in everything he does. And all that which he would not do in the room of a great king, lo yaseh behem, he shouldn't do it in these places as well.